and said, "This is going to be an unusual service." Now, if you're expecting something just usual, you might as well leave now. But I'll pause and let you go. And I said, "What's going to happen?" "I don't know. I don't know." Somebody asked me this afternoon, "Who's going to preach?" I said, "I don't know."
Amen.
Praise God. We may all preach.
Put a quietness on a lot of folks. And said, "This is going to be an unusual service." Now, if you're expecting something just usual, you might as well leave now. Because I'll pause and let you go. Somebody said, "What's going to happen?" "I don't know. I don't know." Somebody asked me this afternoon, "Who's going to preach?" I said, "I don't know."
Amen.
Praise God. We may all preach. Put a quietness on a lot of folks. But listen to me, neighbor, this is a new day.
Amen. A new day.
There's never been a day like this day.
Yes.
There's never been a day like this day.
Hallelujah.
And if God's going to do a new thing, there's nothing to pattern it by. Have you ever rode in an airplane and you wonder how fast you're going? And you feel like you're just standing still. You're not moving. Do you know why? There's nothing passing by to judge how fast you're going. Hallelujah. And when you get up into the spirit realm, there's nothing to judge how fast you're being hurled into the fullness of the kingdom. Praise God. Praise God. Because the Lord is moving in such... Well, over in the 19th chapter of Isaiah, he said, "The Lord moves like a swift cloud and destroys the idols." Praise God. He's destroying the idols that you have in you without you even knowing it. Oh, hallelujah. And he's cleansing us. He's cleansing us. Oh, glory to God. With all the powers of the universe, he's moving. He's cleansing us. Well, praise God. Praise God. How many of you are open? Are you open to move in a realm of the Spirit that you don't know which way you're going or where you're going? You just know it's the Spirit. Hallelujah. And quit being so devil conscious. He's defeated. And God's going to manifest His glory in the universe.
Amen.
And He's waiting on you.
Amen.
Praise God. You're not waiting on God.
Right.
He's finished what He's going to do.
Amen.
How many of you know He's finished His work?
Amen.
John 19:30 says, "It's finished."
Yes.
And he couldn't even say that till he partook of the vinegar mixed with gall. Then he said, "It's finished." Why? Because he couldn't die until he tasted of the bitterness in every one of our lives. But when he did, he said, "It's finished." Oh, Praise God. You can't go through a bitter experience without Him being there first. You can't go to hell without God being in the middle of it. You can't even spell hell without spelling God. Oh, hallelujah. Well, you said, I don't know how to spell God out of hell. E-L. L. He's El Shaddai. He's El Elyon. Woo! Glory to God. He's El Elyon, the Most High. El Shaddai, the full-breasted one that satisfies every need. My Father, hallelujah. Learn to read the Word of God with a spiritual eye, and you'll see something. Well, you said, I love the King James. Well, I read out of it, but there's a lot of it I don't appreciate. And that put Aquinas on you. You take the first verse in the Bible, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens, the heaven, there should be a period there, because He couldn't have created the earth until He called my name and your name, according to Ephesians 1 and 4. He chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Then another scripture said, He gave us eternal life before the foundation of the world. So you see, your destiny has already been planned out, but you have to find the path that He wants you to walk on. Read Ephesians 2 and 10 in the Amplified Version. And you will find that you were chosen. You are His workmanship, recreated in Christ. Taking paths that have been pre-planned, pre-arranged. Oh, hallelujah. And if you can find that path, He said you could live the good life.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Anything besides that is not the good life.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, we're going to have unusual service tonight. For some of you are going to have to be knocked loose. Amen. I won't share that with you. When I said that, I thought of the first time I was in London. Of course, I was in the Navy, and I was in a bar, and I was with a young lady, and she said, we'll have to go to the house and knock up my mama. And I'm telling you, I was bewildered. I didn't know what to say. Their language is different from my language. God says, God has many different languages. He delivered us from the cloven mixture of languages that He put on the people in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. Amen. Well, glory. We are going to receive an offering. He went out in the wilderness. One translation says, a wild wilderness, howling wilderness, which meant wild animals. And he lay down with a rock for his pillow. And God showed him a vision, a ladder, set upon the earth, reaching into heaven. He said God was the head of that ladder. And angels was ascending and descending.
Yeah.
God has spoke to me tonight and says, I've released the angels to take your need and bring my provision down. Glory to God forever.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
We are believing for Andrew to have a building over in England, Manchester. I said we are believing for that.
Yes. Amen.
And we're going to pray and believe and help him have that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We're planning another conference over there.
Hallelujah.
People I've come in contact with, it's a building block. And one of the most, the people, the love that's there, the connections. It's like I'm talking with a brother all day. We don't know who we are. It's there. All we've got to do is like a can. Unless you open it, you don't know what you've got inside. And I'm telling you on a personal experience because of that woman sitting right there.
Hallelujah.
It's the reason I'm here. The spring of life is flowing up inside of me and our body and our church and my children is remarkable. And I praise God for it and I thank you.
Well, I don't ever feel like I have anything to say other than I just thank God. You know, as I travel around in my business, there's no greater joy in all my life is to meet another brother or sister that's in Christ Jesus. And you feel like you're just in a bed of them right here tonight. And I thank you, but it's the Christ in you and the Christ in us is the hope of glory. And I thank him for that tonight. The other day, James and Sammy, we didn't want to necessarily go to work, so we just kept talking about the Lord. And this old colored fella come up. And he'd come over to Reliance for a job. He was hunting for a job. Got an interview. And we spoke up and said, Father, just give him what he's asking for. And that old colored man went skipping up the hill, throwing his hands up in the air. And I said, there's nothing like having that Christ pressed on. We've got to press. We had to press the Christ. Jesus was always pressed. Amen. Just press. Well, I just want to thank you tonight. I love each of you because I see the Christ in you. For years, I wanted to fellowship, thinking I fellowship the flesh, but I love to fellowship the Christ anymore. It's the Christ in you is what I want to see. I want to see God. I want to see God. And I just thank you for it tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I just want to let you know that I'm seeing a transformation taking place. Praise God. And GC has been pouring this word into this elder body here. And I remember when me and Benny and GC and the elders sat around a table before this was ever thought about. And Benny said, we're going to do this thing here. There's a word come forth to Benny. Let me tell you what. Do you see what I'm telling you when the word comes out? And people under the anointing and the power of God will heed to that word. God can do anything he wants to through it. If you allow, look what we just did tonight. We took up the money for everything tonight. Why? It's because you looked at your money through the Spirit. You didn't look at it through your wallet like a lot of people do. Praise God. God is starting to transform us, Benny. And we're all here for a reason. Y'all want to hear something. But let me tell you what you're going to hear here is what Brother McCurry's just been weeping over for the last 4 weeks. He wants the people to come into the position that God wants to set you in. You're all here to be set at a place, and you got to hear what God's saying to you. For the little brother right here to be healed, we've got to come into the place to where we see what he's saying to us. And if you want to hear what God's saying, if you want to walk in the power and the manifestation of this Spirit, we've got to receive it. It's got to go out down in here, and we've got to walk it out. Get ready, folks. God is transferring us into a different place. And I tell you what, wherever he sends us, we're ready to go. This elder body's ready to go. It's time. We don't care. Yes. Philippines, back to England, it don't matter anymore. We just want to speak under the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't let me say nothing. It don't matter if you know who I am or not. Just let me speak the anointing of God. And God will minister to you, and you'll be set, and He'll do what He needs to do in your life. Just expect it. Expect it this weekend, because it's here. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Well, it's by His Spirit. And no other way are we going to get it but by His Spirit. Now, as I was sitting here tonight, I was looking around, and I thought, man, what words are in all of you, you know. And that's what we're here tonight, to pull it out of one another, you know. And we just, you know, the Lord's been dealing with me the last few months of what we have in us. You know, we have everything that we need. We have this warehouse, you know. If we need finances, if we need joy, it's all in here. It's all in here. And we hinder it from coming out sometimes. And that's a trick of the enemy. And we, as Spirit-filled people, we cannot keep allowing this, because it's not allowing us to walk in the fullness that God has set forth to us. So, I mean, I speak tonight that every one of you allow this Christ that is within you to come forth. And that's the elder bodies and the ministries is here. We to pull it out of you. So I just praise the Lord, and I thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. There's just, like I say, if you can see in the Spirit, you just see such a word here tonight. And I praise Him for that word, that Spirit.
I just say tonight that I love the Lord, and I just thank Him for being able to meet with each and every one of you and fellowship with you. And it's truly in this hour that we are drawing from the wells of salvation. And I just thank God that He's opening them up. As we said once before, to get anything out of a well, you got to get the dirt out of the way. And that's what's happening. God's moving everything of the earth realm that we can move into that higher place with Him. And I just praise Him for it tonight.
Well, thank God there's such a wonderful moving of God's Spirit. Started this morning, and I've been talking to my wife, Denise, and saying, there's a change coming. There's a change coming. And I was sharing with a brother today that the Spirit was showing me that He's drawing His people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and He's taking down all the walls that in the hindrances and walls that have been before Him. And He's not going to let anybody set the walls back up. He's bringing His people to gather them together to become one. And I'm just overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed because, as our brother said, we're drawn out of each other. The Christ, the anointing in each one of us, we're drawing it out of each other. You want the anointing to move? Draw it out of each person and each minister. You pull that out of them if you want something tonight. Pull it out, and it will come and bless you.
I thank the Lord for the way He's moving by His Spirit in this hour. I feel it's an hour that we're going to have to be real cautious and know which way God really wants to move. I know within myself, lately, I've been bringing myself more into a quietness. Yet, outwardly, you know you yourself. But when you talk the things of the spirit realm, you've got to get into a quietness with God.
Amen.
And get within to that spirit realm and know that you're hearing His voice. I've heard His voice over the years, but now my eye wants to see Him. I've heard with the hearing of the ear, but now I want to see Him move. He's never moved. Now, I've heard a lot of testimonies, and I've heard a lot of stories, but my eye has not seen the glory of God from different generations. I've heard it. I haven't seen it. And I don't want to just see it. Why stand at the game when you can know you can get in and play? And I want to be a partaker of what God's doing in this hour. But I feel within myself that it's going to take something at our part. God's given us the best. But I think it's the other way around. What are we willing to give? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. What are we willing to give up for the best that God's given us? And if we think it's just the basics, then we're sadly mistaken. Because He gave His all to come down into this realm, emptied Himself out, and left the best. So if we think we're in the best, we're going to have to empty out to move into the best that He has. And I believe that's what it's going to take to see the glory of God, is release what we have that we could partake in what He gives us.
Praise the Lord.
Traveling through Russia, and like they say, once you go to the mission field, just God put your heart in that country.
So
and you look into the eyes of those people that are so hungry for God, and they have no way of getting to God except if we go, and if we offer ourselves to God. And I've been back, and I've been spending hours talking to Him, and I just got such a hunger for God.
Amen.
You know, not His hands, I just want His face. Yes, yes. I want to be so intimate with God and know God in such a greater way.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I can't even talk about it without getting emotional, because I want to know Him.
Amen.
I want His glory. I want to see, you know, I've read all the books of all the past, and, you know, I want to see God in my generation, in my life. I want to see God the way they used to see Him.
Amen.
And I know it's available if we just get such a hunger and such a passion after God, after His Word and after His Spirit.
Yes.
And God is just burning stuff inside of me. I can't hardly stand it anymore.
Hallelujah.
God, it's just burning.
Glory to God.
I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I'm not satisfied where the church is at. I'm ready to go to the next glory, to the next place where God wants us to be. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Good word, brother. I thank God for the spirit of humility that's just saturating. Full, don't even know what to say. I want to thank England for and not putting a separation there, but every time I see different ones from England, there is a spirit of humility that I glean. And you know, I may never ever have a chance to meet, maybe I shouldn't bring this in, Tony Blair, but I'll tell you one thing. He's something else. I want to read something along the lines of what our brother Greg just told us. I believe the Lord is exacting much more from us tonight than He's ever exacted before. He's not going to let everyone, it's available, enter into His glory. But He's made it available to us.
Yes.
And He says, I therefore, Ephesians 4, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. God is inviting us to enjoy the blissful realms of glory. In a state of blissful promises.
Hallelujah.
But He didn't say talk. He said walk. Walk. And then He tells us how. With all lowliness of mind. That's the secret. I want to say on another note that, you know, we were asking the Lord for a house, and the Lord knocked our socks off this past month. And I'm boasting in Him. And I want to talk to those who feel as God has forgot your address. Let me assure you, the Father knows what He's doing. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
I just can't thank the Lord enough for what He's doing and what I see Him doing in all of us. And I thank Him for showing us how much we need one another.
Yeah.
The Lord showed me back in 97 how much we needed to come together and how much we needed one another, because we need to draw strength from one another. And I thank God for what I see Him doing, and for what He's going to do. This tragedy that's just happened to our nation, the Lord spoke and said, the enemy meant it for evil, but I meant it for good. And we've seen good come from it, but I had the privilege of keeping Mark's four kids, for him and his wife being foster parents, to go to Raleigh last weekend to a foster parent in some classes. And he said that they told them there that there was 2,000 children automatically put in foster homes on September the 11th. And we need to pray about that, and because you know how I've got a heart for children, and we've got children in our own country that needs our prayers, as well as there is in a lot of other countries, and I think He's drawing us together to help us to know these needs, and I'm excited about what He's doing. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I made it. Oh, it's great to be here. Hallelujah. How many are hungry and thirsty for more of the Lord? Hallelujah. It's great to be here. I wish my wife, Charmian, could be here, and David. But she's got 4 weeks to go, and we're going to have another little baby. So we're excited. So, amen. So we're excited about that. And just keep praying for her. Bless her heart. She has her, you know, it's just her and David there. So I pray for strength and comfort for them. And we're just very excited about what God is and who God is to us. And I just want to just share with you, I feel like the Lord is saying that for all of us, the Lord is not looking, you know, at age or at sex or color or race. There is no barrier in that. But the Lord wants us to know that we are carriers of water, carriers of His Spirit. And all of us are that. I really want us to understand that. It's so important that we be broken bread and poured out wine for people that we know. The people who we don't know. People who are around us that we can touch. So please, be encouraged that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Tap into the Spirit of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. He will show you who it is. He'll show you what it is. He'll show you whatever you need to know. It's the Spirit of God that we need to tap into and pour our lives out for others. Break ourselves and empty ourselves as Christ emptied Himself. Pour the Spirit of God that He pours into us. Pour it out into others. Hallelujah. Amen. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Faith Bible Chapel. Chapel, Warrenville, South Carolina. I'm just delighted to be here, and there's so many things that the Spirit of the Lord quickens in my heart and my mind as I hear different things said. And you know, just go, you know. Isn't it wonderful for the Spirit of the Lord to be that good to us that He could minister it in a bat of an eye through anybody here right now? It's just like that. But praise the Lord. I'm excited. And I could say a lot more, but God knows my heart, and I want to move on for time's sake. But God bless you, and we're delighted to be here.
I tell you, I just praise the Lord, because I'm just sitting back here in awe of His Spirit and of the anointing that's in this place. I don't know if you felt it tonight, but I have. And last week, or I don't know, I lose track of time. I go so much. But last week, God's been dealing with me about a separation. And the separation He's talking about is separating that soul from that spirit. Because it's all spirit. If you're operating in your mind, emotions, and your will, you're not operating in the spirit. And God is speaking to me that there's got to be a separation. Hebrews 4 says that the Word of God is quick and powerful, and it divides soul and spirit. And that's what we got to do. We got to let this Word of God separate out between the soul and spirit and let it be all spirit. If it's not spirit, it's not kingdom. Praise God. And I just feel such a presence of a God here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I haven't been to conventions as many years as a lot of y'all in this room, but I have been long enough to see convention hoppers. You know where it's the meeting is the focus. You know that I've been to the meeting. Oh, it was such a good meeting. We just received, and I know that the hour we're living in, it's high time to not look at any gathering the way we have in the past. And I just want to encourage you, if you're the set man in your assembly, if you're in any leadership in your assembly, if you're a member of the body, you just keep your eyes open, and when you see nuggets to function in the place where you are, you grab that home and you take it home and walk in it. I'm telling you, it's such a... I'm looking for how other people are fitting in the place where God set them. And if I see a good example, I want to bring that to where I am. It's not going to be this is a great meeting. It's going to be great. But sometime or another, we got to go back and function in the body where we came from. And you're going to have to, as Bob said, you're going to have to fellowship the Christ in your body. You're going to have to fellowship the Christ in the set man or woman over your place, and you can do it, and you can live through it, and you can enjoy it. You know, in the past we thought this was the highlight. This is not. This, when you go back to where you are, that's the highlight. So just look for those opportunities. When you see something to walk in, you take it back and walk in it.
Greetings. Up north, there's a glory that sets over the churches. But I stand in a glory tonight. And there's a vast difference. I go where there's a glory and I know it's there. But there's no open vessel for it to come on into the house. And the Lord said something I'd read for years. He said to me this week, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" There are a lot of people who aren't going to escape. There's no escape if we neglect this salvation we're walking in today and this glory that we're standing in right now. And if you're out away from it, where there's not a body like we have in here tonight, you don't know what it's like to try to walk and then walk back in and find what you find in the third heaven tonight, where I have to walk in the second heaven or the first heaven. But it's a privilege to walk in, and you know you're standing in the glory. You're not having to wait for the glory. And if you don't know what the glory is in here tonight, there's something wrong with what's going on inside of you, because we're standing in the presence of what He wants in this hour. And it's not second day, it's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow, it's the present truth of what God's doing right now. And there's a glory in here right now, and it's the third realm of the Lord, and we're walking in it. So appreciate it tonight. I thank you for allowing me to come and just be with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm Tarleton Elliott. We're from Huntsville, Alabama. This is my wife, Amelia. We pastor Living Word Fellowship Church in Huntsville, Alabama. And let me tell you, the South is going to rise again. But it's going to rise in the realms of the Spirit. Praise His name for what He's done, where He's positioned us. I thank Him so much. Love Him so much. I love you. We send the saints in Huntsville send their love greetings to you. We're the only ones that couldn't make it this time. But, and Don is here, our elder is here. But praise God for this hour, this day, for the mercy He's shown to us, His loving kindness. It surely is new, isn't it? Every morning is new. It has fallen upon us even today. And we thank God for what He's about to show us and what He's about to deliver us from. And the thing I feel the Lord's going to do in this meeting is He's going to deliver us from understanding. Understanding can deceive you. I think it's the greatest deceiver there is. Being a man of intellect and a man with a college education, I know the dangers of it. But understanding is not possessing. And the Lord is showing me that's where most of the kingdom people are. They have an understanding. They've heard the kingdom word. But there's not the possession. And that's what God's wanting us to do, is to possess the kingdom. Amen? To walk in. And He's got to give us, I believe, a John the Baptist experience. What kind of experience is that? John the Baptist prophesied, He must increase. I must increase. And then John got what? His head cut off. Why? The real head was rising. The real head is rising. The Lordship of Jesus Christ is rising. So I bless you. I don't know about you, but I want reality. I want to walk in an open heaven. I want to move as the of God that He's called me to be. And that's not arrogance. I'm just rising Him up in the name of the Lord, declaring to all the principalities and the powers that we are in this earth. We are in this city. And I know heaven is rejoicing and hell is shaking. Tonight we've come to mingle our anointing. We're all grapes being crushed in the wine press of God. And as we flow together, as we mingle together in love and unity, guess what's going to happen? Oh, it's going to multiply and multiply and multiply. And only time and eternity will tell what God will do in this thing of meaning if we will believe Him. I believe Him. I believe Him to shatter the principalities and powers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The spirit of religion, the spirit of tradition, the spirit of death that has bound God's people in this area. And over all the South, we say in the name of the Lord, we bind you because we know you've already been bound, and we loose people of God in the name of the Lord, because we know you have already been loosed. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Well, I better stop.
I have a scripture that I want to share out of Micah 6, verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I tell you, God is moving with all of His mighty power in the earth.
And when I say in the earth, I'm talking about in here. In this earth. In this earth is where you need to have the moving of the Spirit. Woo! Glory to God. Well, I felt God would release us. Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, breakfast will be served in Fellowship Hall. Or the kitchen, whichever one you want to call it. Don't matter. We will have breakfast, breakfast. That's about all the time people fast now is overnight. Amen. And then we'll have morning service at 10 o'clock. Then after that service, I don't know when that will be, we will have dinner. Somebody said, I thought that was lunch. Well, might be lunch to you, but it's dinner to me. And then after dinner while you can rest. Be back here tomorrow night at 7, between 7 and 7:15. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when they announce a service like that, you better be here at 6:30.
That's right.
And tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a special meeting. Amen. It's open for everybody, but we're going to have some ordinations tomorrow. I felt God has spoke to us to ordain.
Amen.
Amen. These brethren from Florida needs to be ordained.
Amen.
And we need to get this word out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God can only replenish the fivefold ministry through the elder body.
Amen.
Well, how can you get into the eldership? Through deacons. Becoming a deacon and doing the deacon's work. And then God will elevate you from a deacon to an elder, and from an elder to a ministry. And you must understand that all ministry has to stand in the place where God set them. Now, you cannot promote yourself. Promotion belongeth to the Lord. God will promote. There are so many small churches God has laid on my heart that needs a visit from an apostle or prophet to set these churches in divine order. Now, unless you're in divine order, there's no spiritual growth. Now, that's not submitting to some bishop. That's not submission to a bishop. A bishop is nothing but an elder. And a ruling bishop is a pastor. But what we're interested in for the church to recognize the set individual in an assembly that appoints elders and let the elders grow and turn their ministry loose so that they can grow and multiply and become into the ministry. But they can't do it if you pastors don't give them opportunity.
That's right.
This is not a one-man show.
Amen.
Well, glory. I'd be gone from this assembly. I'd walk one time 5 weeks. Come back, it was just as strong or stronger than it was when I left. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I didn't appoint no individual in charge. It was among themselves. Amen. And these elders, if you don't have no initiative about you, you can sit there and let everybody else do the work. Or you can be like Brother Fred. Brother Fred said, I got a word. Well, how would everybody know it if you don't tell them? Because all the elders have got a word. All right. Glory to God. I feel like God's done his job here tonight. We're going down to the fellowship hall and fellowship around some natural food. Just have us a good time. Everybody stand.